आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोष्म्यहम्।
सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट टॉपिक, हाउ टू इरेडिकेट दिस वासना, how to annihilate it, how to get rid of this vasana, and that is the prime goal of our life, you know. That is goal of our life, to eradicate this vasana. Shankaracharya ji says that ego is to be annihilated by vigyan mahasina, vigyan, knowledge of self, realization, not gyan. Gyan we all have got. Gyan we have got. But vigyan, we have not yet received that vigyan. Experience, aparoksha anubhuti, it has not happened. Once this is annihilated, after that he says, you don't think about the vishay, sense object. After that, don't think about that. Even if you think kadachana once also, it says it will come back, it will revive. And he gave a beautiful example of a jambu tree, jambu tree, lemon tree. It looks like a dried up. But you give water, immediately it starts flowering. It will revive. Same is the ego. Same way is the ego. If you give chance, it will come back. Then he said, we have to break this chain of vasana, chinta and karya. Normally we say avidya, kam, karma. Because the cause of vasana is avidya only. Cause of vasana is avidya only. Avidya, kam, kam is desire. With Shankaracharya ji saying chinta, chintaya or karya. We very, very cautious. Here karya means selfish actions. Selfish. Kamya karma. Kamya karma. We cannot remain without karma even for a moment. Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita. So, this topic he takes up and he says, how to remove this vasana? So in order to find out, then he inquires, who is increasing karya or increasing vasana? What is the cause of vasana vriddhi and what is the cause of increase in our kamya karma? So instead of karya, I will be using the word kamya karma, selfish action, so that the clarity should be there. So what is the cause of increase in the kamya karma? It is vasana. Because of the vasana, a desire comes in our mind or intellect, antakaran. And according to desire, we act at the body level. This action, we restrict it to kamya karma. It is the kamya karma which increases vasana, not karma yoga. Be very careful. It is the karma yoga which will eradicate it. But here, what we all are doing is vasana, desire, and then at body level, we act. So increase in vasana means increase in the selfish action. Increase in the selfish action means increase in vasana. So they help each other. Help each other means vasana helps selfish action to increase and selfish action helps vasana to increase. It's a chakkar. Continuously it is happening. So how to remove or eradicate this vasana, he says, tabhyam pravardhamanasa sute sanskriti atmana. Tabhyam means by these two. What are these two? He's going to tell. Tabhyam, this is verse number 315. Pravardhamana, increase or augmented. Sa means vasana. By these two, what are these two? He will say chinta and karya. By chinta and karya, what is happening? Vasana is increasing. And sute sanskriti matmana, and that brings the transmigration. If both are increasing, the vasana is increasing, because of the vasana, we have to go into transmigration. Sanskriti will happen. Why so? Because if I am not able to exhaust my vasana, then unexhausted vasana, Lord, give me an appropriate body to exhaust that. So sanskriti will continue. Sanskriti will continue. Trayanam achayo upaya. Now he says, I am telling you, what is the upaya of destroying all three? What is this all three? Vasana, kama, karma. Or vasana, chinta, karya. Karma or karya means selfish action. Trayanam achayo upaya sarvavasthasu. Sarvavasthasu means in all ways, in all circumstances, sarvada, always, sarvatra, everywhere, sarvata, by all means, sarva brahma matra balokane, always see brahma, 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 and all. So wherever you are, it's not only in the puja room when you are doing, then you are talking about or thinking about Bhagwan. When you are not in puja room also, everywhere, in all conditions, it's not that we'll remember Lord only when we are sorrowful. When we are happy, we don't go to temple. Koi kaam nahi hai. Sad bhava vasana, strengthening of the longing to be one with the Brahman. I want to experience Brahman. I want to know Brahman. I want to know Brahman. Let me make it more clear. Knowing Brahman is realization. Knowing Brahman is becoming Brahman. It is that simple. Knowing Brahman is becoming Brahman. So if that vasana, that I want to know, I want to experience, I want to have a paroksha anubhuti of Brahman, if this vasana is continuously there and it becomes, it is strengthened, By continuously thinking, then what will happen? Tatrayam layam asmuti. Tatrayam, then all the three, vasana, kam, karma, or vasana, chinta, or karya, all three will be destroyed. Gurudev said the only method of destroying these three, thoughts, action and vasana, is to recognize nothing but Brahman everywhere, under all circumstances and conditions, at all times, in all circumstances. Then he says, kriya nase bhavat chinta nase. You see, now you have to understand how to attack vasana. Vasana is very subtle. We don't know where it is. Very subtle to touch. It expresses only when we see an object. If object is not there, then vasanas are not disturbing us. We all have thousands of vasana, but they are not disturbing us. The disturbance comes only when we see an object. Then agitation starts. Then our peace of mind is gone. Then we want to have it. So vasanas are very subtle. When they come or express in the mind level, in the antahkaran, then we are able to understand now desire has come or a thought has come. So that by that thought I can find out the nature of my vasanas. I can find out what is the nature of my vasana. If a vulgar thought is coming, my vasana is vulgar. If a good thought is coming, my vasana is good. I can only determine when it first manifests in the antakaran, in the mind. Then only I can understand. That is for me. But when we express that desire at physical level, do that kamya karma, selfish action, now the world at large has come to know. This person's vasana is this. At the mind level, nobody knows. When the desire has come at the mind level, nobody knows except you. But when you express that desire into action at physical level, what will happen? Whole world will come to know, seeing your action. Kriya nase bhavat chinta. So what is the gross? The grossest is the action. Subtler than action is the chinta, the desire. Subtlest is vasana. Subtlest is vasana. So if you want to remove this vasana, and they are all interrelated, we have already seen, they are interrelated. So you have to attack at the grossest level, which is known to us. Then it is a kriya nase bhavat chinta nase. If you can stop your actions at physical level, then the chinta at the mental level, the desires will also will be removed. The brooding will end in the mind. Asmad vasana che. And by this, vasana, because they are interrelated. Interrelated. Therefore, act at the physical level. Kriya nase bhavet chinta nase asmad vasana che vasana prakshayo mokche sa jivan mukti rishyate. And if you are able to remove the vasanas, bas ho gaya mukti, jivan mukti. So the curtain between me and my Lord, who is also with me, which I am not able to experience, is this vasana. Is this vasana. You can call it a curtain or you can call it a wall. You have to demolish this wall or remove this curtain. That Atman or Brahman is with us, but we are not able to experience. The cause of not experiencing is vasana. Is vasana. Okay. Then he says in verse number 318, Sad vasana spurti brijambane sati. Sad vasana belonging to reality. Belonging to reality. What is that sad vasana? Sad vasana? I want to know Brahman. I want to experience Brahman, this vasana, this thought, continuous if we have got this thought, spurti brijam manesati, which has risen vividly. Vividly means one, I want it here and now, just now. I want it. If that vasana, that I want to know Brahman, is strengthened, then what will happen? He aso bilena api aham adi vasana. When this Brahma vasana increases, then ego and egocentric desires will all be eradicated. So, dabai kya hai? What we have to think? Think about the Brahman. I want Brahman. And what we are thinking now, I want only anatma. I am using the word anatma, which includes everything of the world. So instead of anatma vasana, vishaya vasana, we should have Brahma vasana. Ati prakrishta api arun prabhayam viliyate sadhu yatha tamisra. Tamisra means darkness. How is this darkness? Ati prakrishta, very dense. This darkness is very dense. How can you remove it? It can be removed. Viliyate, it will disappear. How much it will disappear? Sadhu, completely. It will disappear completely when Arun Prabhayam, when the sun rises, at that time it will all go away. Similarly, what is this vasana? It is avidya only. How avidya will go away? Vidya, when vidya comes, then it will go away. Otherwise, it will never go away. Whatever you want to do, you do. It will never go away. Okay. 319.
Tamastamakaryamanarthajalam Nadrishyate satudite dineshe Yathadvayanan tathadvayanandarasanubhuto Navasti bandho na cha dukha gandha Tamastamakaramanarthajalam Nadrishyate satyudite dineshe Tathadvayanandarasanubhuto Navasti bandho na cha dukha gandha.
Tamaha karyam anarthajalam na drishyate. He gives one more example. What is that? Tamaha means darkness. Tamaha karyam, resultant evil of darkness. Tamaha karyam, resultant evil of that darkness. Anarthajalam, numerous calamities. Na drishyate. They are not noticed. Sati udite dinese, when the sun rises, then we don't see the andhakar, the darkness, or the evil effects of darkness. When sun rises, we are able to see everything very clearly. But in the darkness, we are not able to see the things clearly. So there is a deep darkness, you can't see anything. Darkness is not an object. If suppose in this room there is a darkness, and if I tell you, remove this darkness, you cannot bring a jhodi and kudal, a sparrow and a bucket, chalo isme dalke and I will throw it out. Bar bar phenkenge, it will never end. It is not an object. What is this? Darkness is absence of light, that's all. What is darkness? It is just absence of light. You can't touch darkness. Can't touch darkness. Okay. But this darkness is the cause of numerous calamities. Anartha jalam. You see, in the darkness, it is difficult to walk in your own small room. There is a darkness. On the table, suppose there is a glass. And without turning on the light, if you want to take that glass, you may not reach there and the glass may also fall down and break. Or you may bang somewhere, or you may fall in your own known room, which is dark. So these are all the calamities of darkness. Okay, now you can imagine you are walking on an Indian road full of potholes in darkness. What will happen? How many times you will fall down? Sati udite dinese, when the sun rises, Dinesh is not a man like a Ganesh and Suresh. When this Ganesh or Suresh will come, then the darkness will go away. Dinesh means what? Dinesh means Dinasyasya Isaha. Dinasya Isaha means Dinesh. Dinesh means sun. When sun rises, darkness runs away. It is not seen. Not seen. There is a story. It is seen that the darkness is always chased by sun. Always chased by sun. So when sun is here in America, there is a darkness in India. So once sun moves, then darkness moves from India, it comes to America. Really speaking, it is because of the earth revolving, it is happening. Sun is at a particular point only, always. It is the revolution of the earth which is facing sun. It is day, the part which is behind it is dark. So darkness went to Brahmaji and complained and said, you must teach sun how to behave. He is always changing me. This is not good. So Brahmaji called sun, idhar aao bhai. This is not fair. You are changing darkness. Not good thing. Then sun says, Maharaj, you bring darkness. I will apologize. I will touch his feet also. I will touch the feet of darkness and apologize also. Please ask darkness to come. How the darkness come in front of light? It can never happen. In Atmabodh we have studied, Vidya Vidyam Nihanteva Tejas Timir Sangavata. Tejas Timir Sangavata. Same thing, same example. Teja, light. Timir. Timir means darkness. Sangavata, dark. Intense darkness. How it is removed? By teja, light. You cannot remove the darkness of a room unless you bring a light in it. The moment you bring light, darkness is gone. How long it will take? Not even a split of second. Even the room is closed for 1,000 years. Doesn't matter. The intensity of darkness will not increase. It will take only a fraction of a second. Whole darkness is gone. Similarly, the darkness, the ignorance in all of us, which is there for millions and millions of years with us, and we are migrating from one birth to another birth, continuously that is happening. How will it end? When the light comes, when the knowledge comes, knowledge of your own true nature comes in you, then the ignorance is gone. Khatam. Similarly, vidya nihanteva, we can destroy this ignorance by vidya only, no other way. Which vidya? Spiritual vidya, not the vidya of physics, chemistry, math or any secular vidya. Okay. Tatha, then advay ananda rasanubhutau. So to the realization of the essence of non-dual bliss. So to on the realization of, on that bliss. So when the nectar of non-dual Brahman is experienced, how can we experience that? By strengthening Brahmavasana. This will happen only when the Brahma Vasana is increased. Then only you can experience that, not before that. So what will happen? It will be inner realization. You will come to know your own true nature. By that Brahma Vasana, if you increase that brahmavasana by depressing or lowering your visayavasana, slowly, 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 you will come to know, realize, know about that Brahman. And knowing Brahman is realizing Brahman or becoming Brahman. Okay, and after that when you realize there is no bondage, this is our Atman, it is with us. This Atma is never attached with anything, BMI, PFT, OET. It is not attached with BMI, PFT or OET. BMI, PFT, OET is dependent on that Atman's presence. So when we experience this, which is not attached with any of these things, then what will happen? Then it says, Navasti bandhana cha dukkha gandha. There is no bandhan, no identification, no attachment. Atma is not attached to the body. Atma is not attached to my house. Atma is not attached to my money or my all children, parents, relatives, anybody related to this body. Atma is not identified with any one of them. And Atma is never get affected by any of the events of Anatma. Any of the events of Anatma. So whether you are Sukhi or Dukhi, Atma never becomes Sukhi Dukhi. It is our antakaran, our mind, which becomes Sukhi Dukhi, not Atma. And we have proved many times. Now I can't see Premalji, otherwise Premalji would have given the example by seeing the red rose. By seeing red rose, the eyes never become red. All the thoughts of sukh and dukh are illumined by that Atman. And the illuminator is never affected by any actions. In Panchadasi it was told, like a theater lamp is there, it is illuminating the theater stage. Whether the dance is going or not going on, theater lamp is not affected. Or in the modern example, in the street light, so under the street light, whether a marriage procession is going on or a funeral procession is going on, street light is not affected. Have you seen street light dancing when the marriage procession is going? All the marriage baratis are dancing. Street light is just simulating. Or a funeral procession is going as weeping. Have you seen street light weeping? No. So what is the function of street light? It is just illuminating. So that is the function of Atman in our body. It is illuminating all our thoughts of sukha and dukkha, but itself never becomes sukhi dukhi. Therefore, navasti bandha, no bondage. When I have reached to that Atman or Brahman, no more bondage. Nacha dukkha gandha, there is not a trace of sorrow. Not even trace of sorrow. Dukkha gandha bhi nahi hai usme. Forget about dukkha. He said, gandha bhi nahi hai usme. Oh. So there is no bandha, no vasana. All lower vasana dispelled like andhakar. No bandhan, no dukkha. Completely gone. So he is free from sorrow and miseries. So what should be our target now? Our target should be rasananda unubhuti. I want to that. Ras anubhuti. Ras means bliss. Bliss. Ras anubhuti. That should be my target. In this life itself, I want that ras anubhuti. So how it happened? So by annihilation of the adhyas, which is the core of sorrow. Annihilation of adhyas means superimposition. What is superimposition? My body, mind, intellect, my ego, PFT, and all objects of the world, object, emotion, thought, these are all superimposed on that Brahman. Remove this. Khatam. You see, you can remove only anatma. You cannot remove atma. By removing anatma, we can reach atma. Because Atma is always there. always there. If I want to reach the Atman, what I have to do? Just remove the covering. What is the covering? BMIPFTOET is the covering. Remove it. You will reach there. Okay. Then what will happen? Tatra ka moha ka soka ekatvam anupasyate. Have you heard this line before? Ishavasupanishad. We studied Ishavasupanishad here also. So when you see ekatvam, everywhere the same Brahman. Earlier it was said, Brahma matra avalokane. Always, everywhere, in every place, sarvada, sarvatra, you see Brahman, 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 and Brahman alone. Ekatvam anupasyate. When you see, then tatra kaha moha, then very delusion. Kaha soka, very sorrow. No more delusion, no sorrow. Okay, how to get there, that is coming in the next verse. How to get, how to reach, how to gain that state. But before that, let us read what Gurudev says. First paragraph is clear. When the sun rises, not only the darkness, but the entire bundle of sorrows created by darkness disappear immediately. Similarly, in the presence of God, every step becomes correct. Not knowing Him in utter ignorance, we generate egocentric stupidity. The kama karma, ego and egocentric. We generate in ourselves and bump against everything, whether existing or not existing. Existing things we fail to see. You see, Brahman is everywhere. It is existing everywhere. We fail to see. We can't see Brahman. He is the substratum of the whole world. And He is inside us also. But we are not able to see. Non-existing things we imagine and fancifully create. Non-existing thing, whole world is called asat. Non-existing. And what we are doing? We imagine and fancifully create. Are ye to bahut accha hai. This world is very good. It's charming, glittering. Thus we create for ourselves an entire world of confusions and a most sorrowful, miserable and tragic destiny indeed. For him who has experienced supreme bliss, there is not even a whiff of sorrow. He has no bondage. And the conditioning of the body, mind, intellect are not there. Naturally, there cannot be any more sorrow for him. That blissful condition of perfect release and joy is indicated in the following verse. Verse number 320, that tells us how to reach there. Huh? How to reach. Now we all want that rasanubhuti. Abhi chahiye. Okay. Why? I want to end my all sorrows. So we will not be affected by coronavirus also. Even if we are staying at a sarvada, sarvatra, ananda mein hai, aur kya? Okay, let us see. 320.
Drishyam pratitam pravilapayan san.
Drishyam pratitam pravilapayan san.
San matram ananda ghanam vibhavayan.
San matram ananda ghanam vibhavayan.
Samahita san bahirantaram va.
Samahita san bahirantaram va.
Kalam naitha sati karma bandhe.
Kalam naitha sati karma bandhe.
Drishyam pratitam pravilapayan san. San matram ananda ghanam vibhavayan. Samahita san bahirantaram va. Kalam naitha sati karma bandhe.
You see, always be alert. Total vigilance is the price. Total vigilance is the price which we have to pay for it. So always be alert, then you can destroy vasana. Watch your mind. We have to realize self, and the price is total vigilant. Total vigilant. Okay, on road if you go in India, and if you are driving on the mountains, there you will find Sabdhani Hati Durghatna Gati. Bus. The bend. Sabdhani Hati. A little bit of careless. Thoda sa Durghatna Gati. Gone. Khatam. So four A's are there. Always alert, avoid accident. Always alert, avoid accident. So in spiritual sadhana also, accident takes place if unattentive. What is the accident? Vishaya vasana. We were all thinking about the Brahma vasana, hotat, all of a sudden comes the Vishaya vasana, derailed. Derailed. So earlier we saw the ego is destroyed by Vigyan Mahasena. I started with this sentence. Ego is destroyed by Mahabhigyan Asina. And then I also told Shankaracharya, said that if this, we after destroying ego, if we start thinking about the Vishaya even for a moment, then again it will come. I mean, again immediately it will come. So we have to be very, very careful. Okay, drishyam pratitam prabilapayansan, drishyam, seen word, pratitam, which is perceived, prabilapayansan, causing it to vanish. So causing the perceived world, both external and internal, to vanish. So there are two worlds. With the eyes, we see the outside world. And there is inside world also. In the mind, all the thoughts are also seen. They are drishya. All the thoughts are seen, but these thoughts are not seen with eyes. But we know the thoughts in our mind. So these thoughts, what they do? They create vasana. Drishyam create vasana. How drishyam create vasana? When an object is seen according to my likes and dislikes. Vasana is, what is vasana? Vasana is likes and dislikes. Earlier I told you that vasanas are there, manifold vasana, many, many vasanas are there, but they don't disturb us. Only we get disturbed when a vishaya, an object, comes in front of me and I say, oh, oh, how beautiful, I like this. You are caught. You are caught. So they create vasana. So what we have to do? Prabilapayansan, vanish, merge it. How? How? Sanmatram anandaganam vibhayan samahaisan. Sanmatram, the reality. Sanmatram, reality. Anandaganam, bliss embodied. Vibhavayan, meditate upon it. Continuously meditate, continuously think about that. Sanmatram, that reality. That reality is the anandaganam, anandaganam, bliss embodied. Samahisan, being vigilant. Okay. Meditate upon that reality, the bliss embodied. One should pass time watchfully. There are two steps. Step number one, vibhavayan. Vibhavayan, continuously meditate or think. Continuously meditate and think about what? Not vishaya. Continuous and meditate on Brahman. Where is that? Bahar and Bhitar, inside and outside. How that Brahman is outside? He is substratum of the whole world. How he is inside? He is the substratum of my body. He is substratum of my body. Okay. Samahita. Samahita means be vigilant. Vigilant. Okay. Then what we have to do? We have to practice whatever is said in Tattva, Samadama. Control your mind, control your senses, this is to be done. Why control your mind, control your senses? Because the mind and senses are all habituated for millions of years to go out. I have to control them, channelize it, bring it back inside. This should be available for contemplation or meditation. Therefore, samdham is to be practiced. Upeccha nama roop, that we have seen in Drigadisya Viveksi. We have studied all these things. Nama roop, five things are there, everywhere. Asti, bhati, priya, nama roop. We are all engrossed in the nama roop. We don't see asti, bhati, priya. In each object of the world, whether it is inert or sentient, five things are there. Asti, bhati, priya, or Sachidananda, you can say. Or nama roop. What is jagat? Whole world, what is anatma? Nam roop, that's all. One roop is there and we give a name. Each form we give a name for transaction purpose. And what we are seeing? We are seeing only nam roop, name and form. We are not able to see Satchidananda there. Asti bhati priya, we are not able to see. In ourselves also, we see only nam roop. Body we are seeing, but we are not able to see the Atman inside, which is everywhere. Then meditate on the residual Brahman. If you remove the nama roop, what is there? Only Satchidananda, Asti Bhati Priya. Meditate on that. Meditate on that. Substratum, which is Brahman. Then how to pass the time? Kalam Nayetha Sati Karma Bande. Kalam, time. Nayetha should pass. Sati Karma Bande for any residual prarabdha. Should pass time for the residual prarabdha. Dekho, many times we have seen, even if you realize at this moment you are not going to leave your body, body will be there. Why body will be there? Because body have to enjoy and suffer prarabdha. Body has to enjoy prarabdha. That we have to do. Whether you are a jnani or ajnani, both they have to enjoy or suffer their prarabdha. So adjust your prarabdha. The Gurudev says how? Quite alert, vigilant, mind is fit instrument for realization. If you are alert and vigilant, mind is fit. Each person's mind is fit to realize. Because that Atman and Brahman is there itself, illuminating each thought. Pratibodha viditam. Keno Upanishad, we studied that also. Pratibodha viditam. In each thought, it is illuminating that thought. We are seeing thoughts only. We are seeing nam roop only. We are not able to see the illuminator of thought. So we all are alert about anatma. We all are very alert about anatma vastu, about our body, about our house, our car, about our relatives. We are very, very alert. But we are not alert about the vrittis in our mind, you know. They are subtle. We are not very alert about that. How to remove it? How to substitute it? How to get that anandaras? We are not doing anything for that. Nothing. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, Ya nisa sarabhutanam tasyam jagrati sanyami, yasyam jagrati bhutani, sa nisa pasyatomani. Ya nisa sarabhutanam, all bhuta, all beings, all ignorant people, for them, Brahman or Atman, they are sleeping toward that. They are not putting any effort to know that Atman. But Jagrati Sanyami, Sanyami, who has controlled his senses and mind, he is awake to that. He wants to realize it. Brahman ko pehle chahiye humko. And Yasam Jagrati Bhutani, Sani Sapashyatomani. And all the ignorant people, they are awake toward the Natnamastu. And Jnani, he is sleeping toward that. I don't want an Atma. I want only Atma. And Ajnani, I want only an Atma, I don't want Atma. So this is the state. Okay, so Jnani is always alert about his real nature, Ajnani is alert about his relatives only, anatma vastu. Now you can find Shankaracharya is very, very threadbare arguments he is giving, how we are all alert, identified with the anatma. Ananda gan vibhavayan, that which is full of ananda. Think of that continuously. Drishyam will vanish. If you meditate on drashta, drashta means the ultimate seer. If you meditate on drashta, the ultimate seer, drishya will vanish. Hope you are getting it. In the mind, there are only two things. One is the illuminator, another is illumined. What is illumined? Illumined is the vrittis, thoughts. Both are there. We are meditating on vrittis. Therefore, we are always identified with the drishya, whether inside or outside. If we start meditating on the drashta, drashta is the illuminator of all the thoughts, drishya will vanish. Khatam ho jayega drishya. Gurudev says, all this can happen only when all three factors, the vasana, thoughts and actions, get eliminated. Realization will happen only when all the three are not there. If after all our effort, the vasanas are not totally exhausted, then the balance that remains is troubled is called destiny or prarabdha karma. Prarabdha karma will stay even after realization. This is very powerful. Each one will have to live out this prarabdha. When it is strong, it cannot be ended by self-effort, purusharth. If prarabdha is very strong, you cannot remove it with your self-effort. Purusharth will not help you. One may try one's best, yet the vasanas will assert and insist on inducing their results. They have to be lived through and acted upon. You have got no other choice. There is no other go. When we thus live through our prarabdha, what must be our strategy to go through it safely, bringing the least wear and tear to our spiritual dimensions, which have been acquired by our sincere and long sadhana? Only thing that should be seen, that our sadhana should not be disturbed by that. In case of individual, even after years of sadhana, consider this pluralistic phenomenal world as true, he is a seeker. After 25 or 30 years or 40 years of satsanga also, if you are still seeing this phenomenal world as real, then you are still a seeker only. See? You are still a seeker. And not a perfected one. Then he must go through it all constantly remembering the Lord. Start sadhana again constantly. Constantly remember that sadhana again. To encourage others and to sustain himself, let him keep smiling. Even through the most gruesome experiences, thus let him spend his time constantly with one hand, let him hold on his feet, Lord's feet, and with the other hand continue working. There is no other way. There is no other way for prarabdha. If the prarabdha is strong, you have to enjoy or suffer. No other way. Insulated with the loving contemplation of him and his glory, let him go through life, meeting bravely and efficiently all the problems that stand crowding around him. They are all the expression of his residual prarabdha. He cannot escape them. He must live through them. This is what Gurudev says. Next.
Pramado brahmanishthayam.
Pramado brahmanishthayam.
Na kartavyah kadachana.
Na kartavyah kadachana.
Pramado mrityuryah.
Pramado mrityuryah.
Bhagavan brahmanasutah. Bhagavan brahmanasutah. Pramado brahmanishthayam na kartavyah kadachana. Pramado mrityuryah. Bhagavan brahmanasutah.
So one main obstacle, he is cautioning us, one main obstacle is pramad. Because of pramad, we are not able to progress in our spiritual sadhana. What is this pramad? Pramad Brahmanishtayam na kartavya kadachana. Pramad means careless, forgetfulness, or heedless, inadvertence. These are the meaning of pramad. And if you think sincerely, you will find all of us are pramadi. We are careless, we are heedless, we are forgetfulness, we are inadvertence. So Shankaracharya ji says, one should never neglect one's steady attunement with the Brahma. Steady attunement with Brahma. What is our position? After listening to satsang for 30 years, we are steadily attuned to Vishaya, not Brahma. Not Brahma. This is our position now. Why it is so? It is pramad, forgetfulness, careless, heedless, negligence. So there, no pramad is acceptable for abideness in Brahman. No pramad. No carelessness, negligence, heedless is acceptable in abiding in Brahman. Never forget Brahman. Forgetfulness is the cause of downfall. If you forget, there are only two things. Brahman is there and the Anatma Vishaya is there. What you have to leave Vishaya and get to Brahman. Once you are in Brahman, after that if you are careless, immediately the mind will come to Vishaya. Only two things, Atma and Anatma. Either your mind is attached to Atma or it is Anatma. Anatma. Pramada mrityu iti ya bhagavan brahmana suta. Pramada mrityu, inadvertence is mrityu, is death. Iti aha, thus said, who? Bhagavan brahmana suta. The sons of Bhagavan Brahmaji, Sanat Kumar. The son of Brahmaji, Sanat Kumar, said, pramada mrityu. So Bhagavan Sanat Kumar, the creator's own son, has called inadvertence death itself. If seeker forgets Brahman, it is his death at that moment. The moment you forget, it is your death. You have come down. You are fallen. Where? To again Vishaya. Again Vishaya. Okay. So moment you lose sight of your goal, mrityu. It is not physical death. It is end of your sadhana. It is end of, you are practicing that sadhana for a long time, you are trying to reach it, and after that all of a sudden you have one Vishaya Chintan and gone. Khatam. So drivers sometimes get distracted by hoardings or sometimes short movie and meet with the accident. Instant death. Is it not so? Instant death. So driver has to be vigilant and attentive always. So sadhana, as suggested earlier, is continuously sarvada, sarvatha. It was said, no? In all conditions, always, it should be done. Pramadah mittu. Who said this thing? Pramadah Bhagavan, Brahmaji's son, Sanat Kumar said. Sanat Kumar said. Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar, they were the four Manas Putra, mind-born. Mind-born children of Brahmaji, and Brahmaji gave them knowledge of the self. And after that, he said, you go and get married and you try it, increase the whole family and all this thing, you start doing. Now they have got the knowledge of self. They said, no. First disobedience of father's order. Brahmaji is there, four Manas Putra. Four Manas Putra. Gave them knowledge of self and said, now you get married and get progeny and all that. Creation has to start. And Manas Putra said, we will remain as 5 year old only, we are not going to obey you. And naturally what happened? Father became angry, normally. Normally father became angry. But he didn't show anger to poor Kumaras. He was so angry that Rudra came out from him. Rudra. And he told Rudra, okay, now you start creating the whole world, progeny and the disturbance started. They started destroying the whole world, Rudra. Then told them, okay, stop. Come here. Start meditation. And made them all to meditate. Destruction stopped. See? So, and there was another son, fifth son was Narad. So Narad has little bit of tamogun, you know. So he was not given that, he was given bhakti mark. Chalo bhakti mark karo. He had a lot of sattagun, the little bit of tamogun. But poor Kumaraj, they had all sattagun. So they were able to receive it, assimilate it, and they could decide, now father is telling us to go to the sansar. We don't want to go there. Why? It is dukkha. We are all sukhi. After that knowledge of self, we are all sukhi. Why should I go to the dukkha? They disobeyed. But Narad was given bhakti mar, and Narad continued with the bhakti mar. In Mahabharata, there is one chapter, Sanat Sujat. Sanat Sujat. Where Sanat Kumar is speaker and Dhritarashtra is listener. Dhritarashtra is listener. Shankaracharya wrote Bhashya on it. Dhritarashtra did many satsang, including with Vidur also. Vidur was also a sadhu, you know. Sadhu. He has fallen down to that level. And Dhritarashtra used to have satsang with Vidur also, and Vidur also always advised him the right thing to do. But Dhritarashtra would listen, but act according to his own will. He will not listen to anybody. Okay. So Lord Krishna also spoke to him. Dhritarashtra, you see, how these people act in the world. They will listen to everybody, but they will do whatever they think, you know. So when Bhagavad Gita was being given, only four people at that time listened to Bhagavad Gita. All we know, it was a sambad between Bhagwan, Krishna and Arjun. All the Puspika Vak ends with that. All 18 chapter Puspika Vak, they say, it is a sambad between Bhagwan, Krishna and Arjun. But actually speaking, four people listened. Who are those four people? Speaker is Bhagwan Krishna. Arjun is sitting there. Number one, Arjun. Second, Divya Drishti was given to Sanjay. He was listening. Sanjay was narrating to Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was listening. And Hanumanji was sitting in the pataka, in the flag of that chariot. So four people were listening. Four people were listening, Bhagavad Gita. So after listening, you will find in the 18th chapter, Arjun says after listening, attentively was listening, Nashto moha smritir labdha. He has listened to it. Sanjay also reacted. Sanjay also said, Rom harsanam adbhutam. I have never heard some such thing like that in the whole. But Moodh Dhritarashtra did not react. Whole life, Sanat Kumar gave him advice to Dhritarashtra, never acted according to that. Vidurji gave advice, never acted according to that. And Bhagwan Krishna gave advice, whole Gita he heard through Sanjay, never reacted, nothing, no reaction. So at that time, Sanat Kumar said to Dhritarashtra, Pramadam vai mrityum aham brahmi. After seeing his face, reading his face, Sanat Kumar said, Sanat Kumar, they are jnani. They got knowledge from Brahmaji, his own father. So seeing his face, he said, Pramada, careless, inadvertence, and heedless. I am telling you, doing satsang, 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 satsang so much, and now I am seeing your face blank. Pramado vai mrityu. If you are careless, heedless. So Akhandananda Maharaj used to always quote, pramado vai mrityu, pramado vai mrityu. This pramad is a great mistake. By committing mistake, we all fall. This is not seeing right thing. It will make us fall. If we forget our goal of sadhana, it is mrityu. Mrityu, not physical mrityu. Our sadhana is gone. You are losing a golden opportunity to know the Brahman in this life. So continuing same thought, he will take some more, but let me read some portion of Gurudev. The continuous attempt to hold on to Brahmic consciousness is Brahmanishtha. Continuous. What is Brahmanishtha? Continuously thinking about Brahman is Brahmanishtha. Let not this constant awareness, this remembrance of Lord, ever fall away from your memory, even for a short time. Abhi ekdam ulta hai. We remember Lord only for a short time. Rest of the time is in Vishay, in the world. Then there shall be no forgetfulness, Pramad. Remember him constantly. Him does not mean the one who is worshipped in the temple. We are all Vedantic students. So be careful. Him here, that doesn't mean the one who is standing in the temple. He says, he is your awareness. He is all with us. He is not there outside. He is inside us. This brilliant of light of wisdom expressing in all creature, this life in our bosom, which is life everywhere, is He, the Supreme. Let there not be any carelessness or consequent forgetfulness and oversight in the constant practice of contemplation called Brahmanishtha. In no circumstances, in no place, at no time, should you ever forget this great reality. Constantly remember him in your own heart, just as you never forget that you are an ego, that you are a man, so continuously and constantly assert that your real nature is the Self. Who are you? I am Brahman. Don't speak, but you must remember this always. The forgetfulness, Pramad, of the essential divinity in us and our sense of holiness is itself death. In fact, this is real death. Living in the forgetfulness of one's own divinity is spiritual death. Mana, your sadhana is all derailed. Because thereafter, that man can live only as a biped animal. Dekho. Only Gurudev can say all this thing. We are all biped animals. So said Brahmaji's own son, Sanat Kumar. Okay, so continuing the same thought, wise people know it, but still they commit mistake. It is blunder. It is blunder. In the next class, I will give you a practical tip. No? So you all be present in the next class to hear that practical tip. So that we are not careless. Bahut din ho gaya. For many, many years we are doing sadhana, but we are doing carelessly. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
Aaj ke 6 bochor purno holo bolte na.